Ottawa, Canada's public broadcaster, is getting an increase in funding, despite executives insisting that a request to cut CBC Radio Canada's budget for the next fiscal year was one reason they announced layoffs for 10% of staff. Documents Canadian Heritage released on Thursday show CBC will get a $1.4 billion budget in 2024-25, an increase from the $1.3 billion it spent in the previous fiscal year. It's about a $90 million increase, documents say. The broadcaster announced in December it would cut 800 jobs and $40 million from its production budget because of a $125 million projected shortfall for the coming fiscal year, which begins on April 1. A CBC spokesperson previously said that about $11 million of that shortfall would come as a result of an expected 3.3% budget cut. The broadcaster did not immediately respond to questions about how its calculations could shift now that it is not just avoiding cuts, but getting an influx of new money. On top of the new government funding, CBC is expected to get $7 million from Google, following the company's deal with Ottawa to support news organizations and avoid regulation under the Online News Act. Executives insisted earlier this year that the job cuts were coming in part because the government asked them to cut 3.3% from their budget. President and CEO Catherine Tait and Sean Poulter, Executive Director of Strategy, Public Affairs and Government Relations, said in January they were expected to plan for that cut. "We were told to budget a 3.3% cut, and that's what we've done," Poulter said after a parliamentary committee hearing in January. But the Treasury Board, which oversees spending in the federal budget, said there was no such directive. Instead, departments, agencies and Crown corporations were asked to report on how such a cut could affect them. This, Canadian Heritage said, was only an exercise handed out across the board, and not an indication of where cuts would actually be made. "I've said right from the beginning that the reallocation decision for CBC Radio Canada was still pending," said Heritage Minister Pascal Street-Ange in a statement on Thursday. "Our government's objective isn't to jeopardize the vital role of CBC Radio Canada, when it's a critical time to keep Canadians connected and informed from coast to coast to coast." The Treasury Board announced Thursday that CBC is not on the list of government bodies whose funds are being reallocated as part of the government's belt-tightening exercise. The public broadcaster said last month that about 100 positions had already been cut, including about 50 on the CBC side, 40 at Radio Canada and 10 corporate jobs. But the president of the union that represents CBC employees, Annick Forrest of the Canadian Media Guild, said most of the cuts were expected after the current fiscal year ends on March 31. Tait has faced pressure from MPs across all major federal parties in recent months over her decision not to rule out bonuses for executives, or for herself, despite the looming cuts. That includes Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanquette, who has called for Tait to be shown the door. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 29, 2024. Mickey Jurek, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption: Canada's public broadcaster is getting a small increase in funding, despite executives' claims that they were asked to cut its budget for the next fiscal year. The CBC logo is projected onto a screen during the CBC's annual upfront presentation at the Mattamy Athletic Centre in Toronto, Wednesday, May 29, 2019. The Canadian Press, Tiana Martin 2.